Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And we're off and running here on the PM team. That was Pirates insider Jason Mackey talking to Joe Starkey. Actually, I'm not going to say talking to Joe Starkey. Folesy. Yes, Folesy getting a little shine. Donnie was cutting that up for me real quick on request. He said, should I leave Folesy's question in? Normally, that's not really part of protocol. We just play the clip. We don't play how he got there. I tell you what the question was. But Folesy is going to get a little shine today. I wonder now on that show, because Ron is off all week. Joe is doing his thing. I do wonder if Joe decided to threw Folesy a little bone. He said, you ask this big question. You get the Brian Reynolds info that we all crave. What do you think of that, Donnie? Right off the jump here, we've got Folesy getting a big one.
See, I wondered, too, if they had that planned out or worked out at all, because that question came at the end of the interview. I think they maybe asked one or two questions after that, but it was around the 15-minute
They lured
like,
Mackey into a
mark.
False sense of security, and then Folesy hit him with a sledgehammer.
I thought that would have been one they went at right off the bat, but they waited a little bit. They took their time, and then they hit on it.
So that's where we start today. Opening day in Cincinnati for the Pirates is about 50 hours away. A 4:10 first pitch. It's 2:05 right now. You do the math. I don't think I'm doing it wrong. And I know yesterday on the show we discussed the fact that the Pirates, I think, win total right now that people are seeing thrown out there is something like 67.5. And on this station, a lot of people feel like it's, you're hearing people at least talk, it's, there's some optimism. Well, 70 at the bare minimum. I think Starkey had a mailbag today where he said 70 to 75 he thought was within their reach. But maybe it would be something like 68. Maybe they still might struggle to lose less than 100 games. The Reynolds story, though, forget about wins and losses. The Reynolds saga has been sort of the, not even elephant in the room, it's been the elephant that's dominating the entirety of the room such that you don't know a room is there. It's been the big off-the-field human interest, if you want to call it that, story that has dominated the run-up to this year for the Pirates. You know, it's a year where baseball is going to trot out some things that I think are going to be designed to get people like me who've become frustrated with the actual product, to say nothing of what it is or isn't locally, the actual watching of baseball games at a national level. World Series is on. I go, ugh. I know I get paid to do this. I know it's fun. I know we might only gloss over something that happens in this game. Do I have to watch it? Like, baseball's turned into that for me. I don't know if I'm describing the feelings of a lot of people out there, but the ratings suggest that I am. When these big national games go on, a lot of people tune out because the on-field product has become less and less desirable. Baseball is, in writ large, about to embark on a season where they're going to try to change some things that actually do have me kind of optimistic about the actual product, game to game, regardless of team that they put out there. Get in the box, get ready to hit, get on the mound, get ready to pitch, throw the ball, swing the bat, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be different for the Joe Blocks of the world, the Greg Browns of the world, the play-by-play people who will not have to fill as many dead spaces in between actionable events. They will be getting right on to the next one. Be different for guys doing analysis. Quick, quick, quick. You don't want to talk over another pitch being thrown. But that's all baseball writ large. that gets going for the Pirates in 48 hours. Tomorrow, as you heard Jason Mackey say right there, is supposed to be the day where something happens or doesn't happen with Brian Reynolds, because he would prefer this not drag into the season. It's not like a Steelers hard and fast thing where if week one rolls around, player isn't signed to a new extension, it's not going to happen. It's just that would seemingly be their preference, both sides here, that they get this done if they're going to get it done in the next 24 to 36. Be a hell of a thing, by the way, if a deal got announced at 2 a.m. Thursday morning. I don't have my notifications set for that one, if that's what they have up their sleeves. I'll go right on record and say it, though. I think when we talk about the reason the Brian Reynolds saga matters to so many people is the principle of the thing, which is usually in sports the most interesting thing. Like, think about for a quick second. We talk about, like, the games and the nitty-gritty and the plays, yes. But it's stuff like this that always grabs at people more. You know Brian Reynolds is an objectively good to very good baseball player. You know that in 2021, he, for example, led the league in triples, hit 300, hit the ball over the fence, was almost a top 10 vote getter in the MVP voting, was an objectively very good player. The reason his contract impasse has been such a story is because there is a desire here, in principle, to see somebody who it would seem has earned the money, get the money. To show we're in business, in the business of winning, not in just the business of business, where it can be very cold, very calculating, very exacting on emotions. People want to see this happen because of what it would represent. He's not young anymore. He's not 22 and a star in the making. He's a guy that we're signing, and we know if we do this extension, it might end up being something where on the back end we don't love it. But we don't care because it's important for the here and now. I don't want the Pirates, let me be clear, to do this. And I like watching old Anchor Down. Brian Reynolds plays the game in a fun way. He goes all out. I'm not such a new school jerk that I actually thumb my nose at people who play the game hard and go, it's cooler when you make it look easy. Brian Reynolds sometimes makes it look easy, but always goes 100 miles an hour. I respect that about him. I want Brian Reynolds to get paid. There is a part of me that will say Jason Mackey is right, or some of the people, I shouldn't say Mackey is right. Jason was very careful to say he's hearing a little bit of this, but a little bit of that from the various people he talks to. Say this is actually going to happen, has a real chance to happen. Say those people are right. I will be happy in a vacuum that Brian Reynolds got paid. Presumably an amount of money that he is happy to have gotten paid. He doesn't strike me as a guy that is going to cave to a deal right now. So I would be happy for him in that realm, that respect. I don't think, in the interest of team building, it's the smartest thing for the Pirates. Because whether people want to acknowledge it or not, they are always going to operate under certain constraints. The degree to which that they are self-imposed versus just realistic, based on baseball's economy, is always going to be up for debate as well. A show of by the Pirates that they are in the business of winning, for me, would be a tangible amount of money given, like a real, legitimate, nine-figure, long-term extension to the guy that people think might win an MVP award if things break right for him, O'Neal Cruz. It would be saying, we believe so much in that dude, we think that guy is a franchise standard bearer, that instead of worrying what's it going to look like when he reaches a certain number of years of service, and we've got to start thinking about what our plans are for him. Instead of going to that point, you're going to just ball that up. Don't have a piece of paper, Donnie, I can throw away yet. I guess I could rip one up. Throw that in the trash and say, O'Neal Cruz is here. If you've got a four-year-old kid right now who you're trying to get into baseball, that kid's going to be in like junior high or maybe starting high school or close to it before O'Neal Cruz goes anywhere. That would be the kind of tangible show of sort of principle-based, we're in it to win it, mentality that I would care about, that I think would be well received and well, like, you know, smart, for lack of a better term, for lack of a more eloquent term. Signing Brian Reynolds to a deal he actually likes is a very good PR move. it might even, for the first year or two, if it completely frees the guy up, it might even look like a good baseball move. Guy kicks ass in his late 20s, maybe even into his early 30s because he was kind of a late bloomer, doesn't have the kind of body type that looks like it's going to necessarily break down easily. You know, by baseball terms, I would say a pretty reliable guy to slot into the lineup the last 2 years. I call missing 20 games total in two seasons just fine in baseball. They play too many games as it is. It might look like a good move at the outset. I don't love what it would suggest down the road. I love the Chris Archer deal when it happened. I thought it was cool. I thought it was, wow, they're going for it. It didn't work. It would be cool if Brian Reynolds tomorrow announced, similar to when Ke'Bryan Hayes got his extension, which ended up being, if not market value, actually slightly below. It was kind of a projection by them. He was willing to take the deal. If tomorrow gets announced that Brian Reynolds, let's say, gets a 7-year deal, and let's see, Donnie, what was the number we threw out? $107 million, something like that? Say it's like just, say it's 7 and 115. Say they actually say, here it is, boom, 9 figures, 7 years, you're a Pirate till your mid-30s. I'd give him a little polite applause. I'd say, okay, if that's the first of several, if O'Neill Cruz is next and this is a new paradigm shifter, fine. In a vacuum, signing Brian Reynolds, strict baseball sense, don't love it. It's one of those times where I would defend the team and say they've got to stick to their guns. He's not a spring chicken. He's 28. In baseball terms, he is not young. Like, I wanted to come on today when I heard this clip from Jason and say, hey, pretty cool. Some people think this is not just, you know, they're not blowing smoke or blowing sunshine up your rear end. They actually think it could happen. People aren't just saying these two sides are so far apart, there's no point in talking about it. I wanted to come on and say that would be awesome. I would give the Pirates, in a sense, props for saying we're going to play ball, pun intended. I don't think it would be the right guy to play ball with. That guy plays shortstop. He's 6'7", and he's a freak, and he hits the ball about 175 miles an hour when he gets on one. Give that guy $150 or $160 million. Give that guy the kind of deal where everyone takes notice and goes, wow, Pirates mean business here. Playing ball with Brian Reynolds would mean one thing, but playing ball with O'Neill Cruz would mean a whole different thing and would cost more. But you should do it, because that's how you show you're serious about this. Donnie Football is on the microphone today.
Cruz is also at the age where if you get him for a contract that is that much money, it could end up looking cheap in the grand scheme of things, because you're going to get guys coming up through in the entire league who end up getting huge, huge deals.
You know how much money Shohei Ohtani's making this year? $65 million in one season. I'm talking about $160 or something on it, like a $20 million a year deal kind of thing for O'Neill Cruz.
Yeah, which if he becomes the player even close to what you're hoping for, the way that things are nowadays, that would be a steal.
Bargain price. Now, do we
know the exact number of years that Reynolds is looking for?
I've heard it's what, that they've been at 6 and he wants like 7. I've heard that it's between those two. Like, that's part of the impasse, but then obviously there's a financial. They're millions apart. But I've heard 7 from him. Which is why, like, listen, I just said it. I'd give them props for saying, we think this guy is good. We're going to pay him what we feel like he's really worth in the marketplace. And I'd give the player props because I'm very much team, hey, get these guys paid. I just don't think from a baseball perspective it makes a lot of sense for a team that still has to patch a lot of holes, still has to figure out who fits here and isn't. We can talk all we want about, oh, is 72, 73 wins if they get there? Is that a real tangible improvement? They're not close to contending yet. They aren't.
And it's really hard to judge where he will be by the time he reaches 33, 34, 35.
Yeah, exactly. Say you signed him to 7 years. What's he look like at 33? Exactly. 412-928-9370. When dad is away, when Pony is away, he's the show dad. Donnie is the show's rebellious son. What am I then? No, actually, that's me. You're the show's, like, conscience. You're the show's moral center. I am the rebellious son running things.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Cleveland Guardians continue to do things in a pretty aggressive way in a place where the markets are very comparable in size. Andrés Giménez, 7-year, $106.5 million extension, a $23 million option for an 8th year. The Guardians have a $2.5 million buyout on that option. This deal starts immediately, so the club option is for 2030. I will not fault you if you did not know that Andrés Giménez finished 6th in the AL MVP voting last year, but he did. The Guardians also have José Ramírez locked up for big money until his mid-30s. So really, not in terms of what kind of player they are, but rough approximate ages. Giménez is more O'Neal Cruz aged. José Ramírez is more Brian Reynolds aged. And both of those guys are making bank relative to, like, the market size. They're signed to pretty competitive deals, I would think. A little risk on the team's part, maybe a little risk on the player's part, but we're talking nine figures in both cases. Should the Pirates... This would be more like the José Ramírez deal, although Ramírez is a... God, that guy is a monster. 4th in the MVP voting last year. He is so damn good. José Ramírez last year. This kind of annoys me because Cleveland has always been a little better at building. Led the league in doubles, almost 30 jacks. Basically has an OPS... He gets out of bed with an OPS over 850 and sometimes over 900. He's been an MVP top six guy. He's actually been... José Ramírez in the last 6 years has only finished outside the top of the AL MVP voting, the top five, one time. That year he was sixth. Actually, twice. A third, nothing, a second, a sixth, and a fourth. Pretty good. And they've got him locked up. With that kind of track record of success for a player, if the Pirates did that for Reynolds, I would be like, you know what? Fine. because he's produced, now you're producing for him, and if it sucks late in the deal, so what? No big deal. I watched a lot of good baseball. I got to keep watching a lot of good baseball. Should the Pirates make the deal for Reynolds? I actually said no. I actually said, no, I would not do this. Brian Reynolds, I think, is a good, at times very good player. But the age and the fact that I can't call him an elite player, like one of, I don't know, baseball's 5 to 10 best in any given year, makes me say, no, give the money to Cruz. Do the Jimenez deal. Do something similar to that. Do more than that. Because O'Neill Cruz, if he somehow sticks at shortstop and hits 40 home runs, is going to be a baseball unicorn. Then you're getting into very rarefied air where the price goes up, but it's probably worth paying. It should probably alarm me a little bit that I almost tossed out the CBS Sports Radio number right there, Donnie, just to reset things. Because I'm so used to, if I'm hosting solo, being on a national show, I almost went 855. Hold on. Nope. 412-928-9370. Yes or no? You want to see the Pirates extend Brian Reynolds' contract? I say no. I don't think from a baseball perspective it's a great move. I'm suspecting that's going to be a minority opinion. If you present a nice, compelling case to me, guess what? Stick on the line because you might win something. Let's go to Jake to start us off in Waynesburg. Hold on. Hold on, Donnie. Now I don't know if I can use this thing. There we go.
You got me now?
Yeah, I do. Now I have to unlock you, Jake. I have to make sure that I can't just drop you at a moment's notice here. All right, now you're good. What's up, buddy?
Well, I'm with you on this Brian Reynolds thing. First off, a long-term contract at the money he wants, what's the point? Within 2 years, he's going to be gone anyway. They're going to trade him for a bag of potatoes. We're going to have to rebuild again. How do you rebuild when you're at the bottom anyway? This team is not going to show with Brian Reynolds. They're going to finish in the top three in their division. Why sign him to a big contract, big money, when they're going to trade him anyway in 2 to 3 years? And the same thing with O'Neill Cruz.
Well, if they signed, that's not even the point about what I was saying about Cruz. I would love to see them pay O'Neill Cruz. If you sign Reynolds to a deal hypothetically and you still aren't very good, then he's locked into a price that, if he's really good, might be team friendly to whoever you trade for him. So you eliminate the uncertainty, Jake. Put him back on hold. You eliminate the uncertainty for a team that would be acquiring him financially, and there's appeal to that. I get why people would say, in principle, I want the team to do this. It would mean something to Joe Blow as a fan, a show of faith, a tangible show. We mean business, and here's how. This is how we prove that to you. What I am worried about is, much like the Chris Archer deal in the trade realm, it's showing that you mean business, but unfortunately having that experiment or that little show of seriousness blow up in your face because it's the wrong guy. The timing is very off. If Brian Reynolds was this player and he was probably 3.5 years, 4 years younger, I'd probably say do it. If you're locking up a 25-year-old with his exact track record who came up earlier and saying, we'll lock you up until you're 31 or 32, different story for me. The age matters very much here. Oh, hold on. Andy, what's good, man?
Hi, guys. Hey, great show as always. MLB.com is reporting something like the contract is 6 years, $100 million, which would make Reynolds the first $100 million ball player in Pirate history. I would tend to pay Reynolds that money. 28 to 32 is a prime age for a baseball player, and Reynolds has shown that he is that type of ball player, and that would appease the fan base, especially when MLB reports that the Pirates' value is $1.3 billion with a B.
Who would you rather see them sign, Andy? If they only decided to do one deal right now, Reynolds 6 years, $100 million flat, or O'Neill Cruz? I'll just spitball it at you here. 7 or 8 years, $150 million. What would you rather see?
Right now?
Yeah.
You got me going with Cruz with that kind of would they offer Cruz that kind of money
if Jason Mackey had a bombshell report tomorrow morning, back on hold with Andy, If Jason Mackey said Pirates Cruz reach 8-year, $150 million pact or something like that, 7 years, 140, like the big number for Cruz was $20 million annually, I would be, I'd be doing, what's the Paul Zeiss gift there for the guy in the movie theater crying and clapping? Does he use that one at all? That guy standing and applauding, whatever it is? Or would he just do the Oprah for that one? Would that be an Oprah?
I think that'd be an Oprah.
If it were Reynolds, I'm not saying I'd do Ryan Reynolds facepalm.gif. I would probably do, I might do Alonzo Mourning for that one. I'd kind of go, You tell me that happens, though, and that's what O'Neal Cruz would get offered, I'd be cool with that. You want to see the Pirates at 412-928-9370. Get an extension done with Brian Reynolds. Jason Mackey told Joe Starkey, told Cook and Joe, minus Cook, it is not dead in the water. There are people out there, serious people, connected people, who think it can happen. And that it might just, and that it would be tomorrow. Do you want it to happen? 412-928-9370. Don in West Newton. Hey, Don.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
All right. I'm going to ask some non-athletic questions, and I want some answers back from you guys if I could. What's the Pirates' biggest problem?
A lack of overall talent.
What's the Pirates' biggest problem?
A lack of overall talent.
I heard you the first time. What's the Pirates' biggest problem?
You seem to want me to say something, so why don't you just spit it out?
There's no fannies in the seats, man. Okay? And the guy that's bringing his kid to a game, which hasn't happened in, Stargell, Hebner, you know, those type of players, you have to build something that these, and again, it's based on what the fans are going to relate to. I understand winning is important. Winning is important, but winning is important to who? Is it winning important to the Pirate organization? I'd say yeah. Is it important to the guy that's playing on the team that's getting a big bag of cash? Yeah. But it's also, you know, there are very few players that my son can relate to. My son has autism, and usually when I take him to a game, he knows a handful of players, and that's what we go for, other than get up and run around and get something to eat. But I think, you know, yeah, we want to give the team winners.
So you want staying power. So you want somebody to be here that, like, your son and other people's kids could watch, right? And identify a little bit with as a fan.
Yeah. I mean,
would you rather see it be – okay, but to that point, like, I want that too, but would you rather it be Brian Reynolds right this second or O'Neal Cruz?
Well, who knows what O'Neal Cruz is going to turn into?
I mean, I have a pretty good suspicion that his ceiling would make what Brian Reynolds has done, which has been pretty good. O'Neal Cruz gets anywhere near O'Neal Cruz's potential, you've got a legitimate superstar, face of baseball type of guy on your hands.
Possibly. That's what potential means. Potentially means unrealized talent. It's what you've seen so far. I remember a whiz kid that was going to come up and change the world. His name was Sammy Khalifa. And you guys old enough to remember him?
I mean, my version of that is Chad Hermanson.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying, you see what I'm saying? I think you guys do a fabulous job. My son loves going to the ball games. He could really give a rat's keister who wins or loses, but he wants to see his favorite player, you know, or favorite players that he can relate to, and they want to stick around. I know it's different now.
All right, Don. Don, stay on hold. I'm going to put you back on hold. Kind of tugging at the heartstrings a little bit there. Stay on hold, Don. Because remember, we're giving something away here, folks. I have to do a little bit of house cleaning here. We have people sometimes who don't hear me say that, and they, okay, I did my call. Hey, thanks, Mosley. Don't do that. If I tell you not to, don't do that. Matt is in Murraysville. Matt, you want to see the Pirates sign Brian Reynolds?
Only if it's not an either-or deal. I want Brian Reynolds here, partly because of the nostalgia that he is the return from Andrew McCutchen. Andrew McCutchen went through all those losing years, finally took us back to the playoffs. I want to see Brian Reynolds sit through the losing, but then be able to be the keystone of what takes us back to that promised land. And if the Pirates are able to sign him to a deal that works for the Pirates, it's going to work for any other team in baseball. You're not walking yourself out of trading it, out of trading him by signing into this deal. So yeah, I agree that the term is a little bit longer. I'd like a 5-year deal more than a 7-year deal.
Say it's 5 years. Yeah, say it's 5 years, 100 million. They cave on 20 million a year. Just 5 years, boom, 100 milli. Now they won't, because that I think it would take at least 6 or 7 years to get it, probably 7 to get it to that point. But 5 years, 100, it sounds like you'd do, right?
I would, as long as I'm still, as long as the checkbook still has enough room to get O'Neill Cruz in there too. Because like you said, I think O'Neill.
Back on hold. Superstar potential. Let's get one more here. Let's get our guy Jeff in South Park. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Malzy, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. So here's the thing. I do agree with some of the callers insofar as the Pirates need as much goodwill as they can get. That is true. But also, we have to remember, this is baseball. And the sport of baseball is a totally different animal from all the other sports because there's no cap. There's no rule in place that says just because they sign Brian Reynolds to a $100 million deal – doesn't mean they can't also do the same thing with O'Neill Cruz.
Okay.
Like, I spend a lot of time on old school message boards for the Penguins and the Steelers, and it just for entertainment value in a lot of ways, to see people argue back and forth about money that's not theirs. And it's hilarious. It's like, we signed so-and-so to $8.5 million a year. What the hell are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just funny to me because it's not our money. I mean, I get it a little bit in the sense if we're talking about it being a capped sport. Baseball's not capped. There's nothing precluding them from doing both. And I mean, yes, of course I want them to sign O'Neill Cruz to a long-term deal. But besides the fact that you need a superstar to build around, you also need other good players. And like I said, there is a contingency of this whole thing where the Pirates need as much goodwill as they can get.
Yeah, I think – thanks, Jeff. I think goodwill matters here. I do, putting butts in the seats. I think signing, I will say this much. Cruz is obviously less proven, has done less in his career than Brian Reynolds. But I think it is almost inarguable at this point that if you signed Cruz to the kind of deal I have described here, it would put more butts, assuming he becomes anything close to what I think he will be. It puts more fannies in the seats than does signing Reynolds. Because then you'd say, like, and by the way, we're going to go with Don and Wes Newton. Don and Wes Newton, he won VIP, pair of seats, VIP seats to go see Air. That is the movie about how Michael Jordan came to be, you know, Nike's Michael Jordan. Matt Damon not even caring about a Pittsburgh accent, things of that nature. That's going to be April 4th, AMC Waterfront. So congrats to Don and Wes Newton on those ones. I think, though, like, I think... as far as it goes with goodwill, the idea that somebody like Don, who talked about his kid wanting to go see players he can think about, identify with, and so on, in that realm, the thing that would get more people excited is, oh, you have O'Neill Cruz for the rest of his 20s, which is a pretty long chunk of time where kids will grow up in that process, watching him play. That's going to put more butts in the seats. A guy who hits the ball 120 miles an hour, yes, and he's ours, and like we don't have to worry about it because the deal is already done, the ink's dry. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll take my kid there, see that guy play.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
PM team, Andrew Filippone, out the rest of the week. He's in Naples, Florida. It's been called the Paris of Florida. I think they have red tide down there, too, so it's going to stink. Bad thing, red tide. Blooming algae, things of that nature. Do you know what red... Oh, I was going to ask Donnie what red tide is, but he... When I said blooming algae...
I did not know.
There was a look of recognition. In about 30 minutes, Brian Batko, Post-Gazette Steelers beat writer, to talk a little Steelers. I saw something today, getting ready for the show. I saw something that horrified me. And I don't get sick easily. You know, I don't see an image. I don't see a gory movie and get, you know, until I saw Paul Zeiss's golf swing on our Going Low Twitter page and Instagram account, at Going Low. You follow it yet? Now, they mic'd up Zeiss. And what was good about that for Cale Berger, Going Low fan, I don't know why I said Going Low. Going Low fan, you should follow it. They mic'd up Zeiss, and what's good for Cale Berger, who made this decision behind the scenes to mic up Zeiss during a round of the Zeiss.com tour down at Cedarbrook, no FCC rules there. Although Zeiss still tried to keep himself tactful, let's say. Unlike our caller yesterday who got so mad at me that he swore while wishing basically that I would never be on the air again. Something like that. Zeiss, what he said was, it was fine. He was talking about like Stevie Wonder in an allegedly illegal club that he claimed was legal. Pretty boilerplate stuff from Paul there. He's just kind of getting his feet wet being mic'd up on the course. The swing. I have seen comments like, two looks at Paul's swing and I don't think I need to see it again. Charles Barkley has got nothing on Paul. Donnie, did you actually watch him swing the club?
I feel like I've seen him do it before.
It is, there of all the golf swings in the world, it is definitely one of them. I mean, it looks, and Paul's a big, strong guy, and I've played with Paul, and Paul is a lot of fun to play with because he does one very important thing. He plays fast. He does not dilly-dally around. There's like a whole movement in golf to play. If you're going to play bad fast. If you're going to play good fast. Paul plays fast, which is good. I don't even know how to describe it. He starts very closed off. There's a lot of gyrating. There's a lot of what looks like vaguely uncomfortable movement. And then his whole body turns like one end of a pie graph. You know, like the baseball field? Imagine his body is oriented down the first baseline, right? By the time he makes impact with the ball, most all of that has shifted to down the third baseline, if that makes sense. So you see how that works. I'm doing a 93.7 the fan cam. Just imagine it starts this way, ends up that way. And people are just beside themselves as to how he's making contact. He hits it okay. I've seen him play reasonably well, and he hits big power slices, but, man, it was a sight. I think they need to just, don't even mic Paul up. Just have Ben Tenuta, our camera ace, who makes all this stuff look so good, just have him follow Paul. Like an ISO cam, you know what I mean?
I can't even really criticize anybody's golf swing because I'm someone that can barely hit the ball. I mean, I never go out to golf. I've never really attempted to be an okay golfer.
He was battling, too. He had just had, like, surgery on his foot, and he was out there playing, which I respect.
I've noticed he's a little hobbled.
Oh, yeah, he's hobbled. So I am absolutely, like any good heel in wrestling, I'm taking advantage of a compromised opponent and kicking them when they are down, literally and figuratively. There's a great shot on that video, by the way, of Paul laying on the ground, stretching his back or something, while smoking a cigar, which is beautiful. Listen, I respect the guy. I had knee surgery almost 5 full months ago now. I still haven't even picked up, I think I picked up like a 7-iron in my basement, and just kind of waved it back and forth without moving my lower body because I'm so scared of moving. Paul obviously has no such hangups. I am merely saying to you, people saw the swing, and I think it's going to be a going low's debut year. You know, we're getting this big airship off the ground here. I'm very excited for it. Enough such that I'm devoting 5 minutes of the show to talking about it, which I know our boss Craig loves because it's content, baby. It's cross-promotional content. Paul is going to be, in my estimation, the star of year one going low. Like, we'll probably try to get him lessons. He'll rebuff them all. He's probably going to win some sort of challenge match we have, like a three-hole match when we do these little features or anything like that. He's going to beat somebody he shouldn't. He also did something very funny in this whole video. They caught it, I think Paul Alexander told me, because he was playing too. It was him, it was Paul Zeiss, it was Roundtree, and it was Kale playing. Zeiss would hit a putt, and Alexander told me it happened like four separate times. He would hit a putt, not even a very long putt. He would not cuss it out, but he would basically talk crap on himself, like, oh, great job, idiot. And then the ball would go in. So he would think he had mishit it so badly he'd already be in his own head, and then it would go, the putt, you see it on the video. It's like, oh, great putt. Like, wait a second, ball goes in. He's going to be the star of going low.
I think that's a pretty safe bet. He's polarizing.
I got to start doing rehab videos, man. I've got to start, like, drinking raw eggs.
Back to the lab.
Chasing a chicken around. Who's going to be Mick? Who's going to be hanging out yelling at me?
Man, now I'm throwing a lot of possibilities
in my head. Who would be good
in
this building to just scream at me and try to train me back into golfing shape? What if Crowley did it?
Crowley would play a good Mick.
I don't think he can golf at all. I played in Crowley's event last year that he did. I don't think Crowley can really play.
Oh, okay, so maybe he's like me.
He's perfect for it. Those who can't do, teach.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.